from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins, Mike Maury. That's a boy. Ain't done on a Friday. On a Friday. Love this sort of day. Love a Friday. Still trying to get back from the person that says I'm jumping off the bandwagon. Haven't heard anything from them. A lot of people are saying, F it, call up Caglione. Big support of that.
You know, a guy who has absolutely no experience in the middle of a pennant race, let's go.
I mean, they let Adalberto Mondesi hit in the World Series at 19. Yep. Who says no to Caglione?
Let's go.
Wouldn't that be the new show saying? Who says no to Caglione?
Well, you may have to call him up. You may need somebody. You think they could right now trade somebody to the Yankees for Juan Soto?
No.
No. Oh.
Well, yes. There is one name. But it's Bobby Witt, Jr.
Bobby Witt Jr.
And that dude is in a glass box that is untradeable.
But what if they just called the Yankees and said, we'll give you Kyle Isbell for Juan Soto straight up, you think the Yankees would do that trade?
I would look for corruption in the MLB.
You think the Yankees would go for that? I think you got to make the call, JJ, right?
I think
like,
his brother is Jason, and he sings a lot of good songs. I don't know if you listen to Jason Isbell. Not a bad musician.
Is it his brother? Cool.
It's not, but it could be. Man, this Tom Brady stuff is getting wild. I don't know why I'm just looking at it.
More information coming out about Tom Brady?
It just says he will not be allowed to criticize the refs as a broadcaster.
I did see that. Yeah. Like,
why would he? They loved him.
Right, exactly.
What's he got to say?
What's he got to criticize the ref about?
So I think what they're trying to do with Tom Brady is make it very difficult for him to buy the Raiders. I don't think the owners want Tom Brady part of the franchise. And instead of just saying no, they're trying to throw up all this kind of stuff in his way when he's on the broadcast that he's not going to be able to do. What the owners need to do is just say, you know what? We're not gonna accept Tom Brady as a part owner of this franchise and let everybody move on. Or if he wants to be part owner of the Raiders, then he can't do the TV thing. It's like one or the other. I know Tom for his whole life has been able to do whatever Tom's wanted to do in these last 20 years. And if he couldn't, he cheated. But now he's running into a situation where he can't do everything that he wants to do. And the league is making it really, really difficult for him. And as we were talking with Ben Maller about, you know, it's a really good excuse for Tom Brady, if he stinks on the first game of the season, to bow out of it and say, I'm going into ownership. I don't want to do this TV thing. And then you promote Greg Olson back to the number one spot where he belongs. I've never seen something like this before in the TV world that's been so difficult for a guy to take a job that's going to pay you $375 million.
I have a good rule for Tom Brady.
Why would you want to own the Raiders anyway?
So here's a rule for you. Tom Brady can still announce and be owner of the Raiders. There's only one rule. You ready for it? Mm-hmm. He's got to get his hair cut the same way as Davis.
Oh, I do like that. Yes. Yeah, go look like Lloyd Christmas Jr.
Yeah,
that's a great
you
got to
get your hair cut like Mark Davis.
All right, I'm in
then
on
you
that.
You can do whatever you want, Tom. You can do anything
and
you want.
No more Botox.
Right. If it wasn't as warm today, I know it's only 75 degrees. If it was cooler, I'd have my Colorado Buffs sweater on that has Deion's autograph on the back. Love that team. Mm-hmm. Love Deion Sanders. They win last night. They do not cover, obviously.
That's okay.
But they still win. They're 1-0. They play North Dakota State, which is like the Super Bowl champion team every year in week one. I believe that's where Carson Wentz went to college as well.
A lot of people went to North Dakota State. A lot of great coaches.
If you go look at their roster of the past, you will see that's not an excuse. Colorado still wins. But also, most importantly, two of the locals out of the three win. That's great for this town, this area, K-State, Mizzou, KU. No matter what your fandom may be, it's always awesome when they win. I've got a backside to this. What did you see most importantly last night with Missouri and Kansas?
They did what they were supposed to do. They went out there and waxed bad opponents. And that's really all you can take away from that game. I like Devin Neal in that game. I didn't turn the Missouri game on.
Baller.
But I will say this. You did what you needed to do. You won by 50 and you won by 48. And that's it. Done. Move on. Take care of business in week one on a Thursday night and go into the Labor Day weekend really happy. Now the real season can begin for both of those programs. But you did exactly what you had to do. If they played close games or it was close for a while, we'd be in here going, oh, what went on? They didn't take care of these, you know, these easy opponents, but they did. They absolutely did. They obliterated them and did what they were supposed to do last night. K-State, it's time for you to do that against Austin Peay this weekend.
Mac, what'd you like from Mizzou and Kansas last night? I know you probably didn't watch a whole lot of Kansas, but you probably watched a little bit of Mizzou.
I watched the beginning of both. I mean, yeah, I'd say the same. Yeah, Kansas uniforms were sexy, very icy. Loved those. Yeah, they were dominant like they were supposed to be. But more than that, I thought the star players were at the center of that domination, which I think is huge because the star players are going to have to show up against the big teams. They better show up against these smaller schools too. You mentioned Devin Neal, and I thought Luther Burden did the same thing last night.
Had some big plays in that game, you know, watching some of the little highlights that they put out there. But again, like those are those games, like, you know,
it's like preseason. What am I taking?
But also too, like when you're a program that has expectations now, and all three locals have expectations, that's what you're supposed to do in those games. And it just felt refreshing that they took care of business and they moved on. Nobody gets hurt. You're on to your next game. And that's where you are. But most of my attention, obviously, was dedicated to the Royals last night, watching them against Houston and also with the Colorado team. Because I watch Colorado football now, guys, and I feel just like it's an event. Like, I almost have FOMO if I miss something that's going on with Colorado, right? And I'm rooting for Deion Sanders because I like Deion Sanders. I don't dislike anything about Deion Sanders. Now, maybe he doesn't do everything the right way. Who does? But I really like what he's done for college football. He's brought a swagger to it. He's giving you a villain if you want to be an enemy with Deion Sanders. And they got two great players. I mean, Travis Hunter's outstanding. Shador Sanders is outstanding. And Joe Horn's kid can flat out play too. Like, they've got three really great offensive weapons on that team. No defense, but.
Yeah, I mean, they have Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders. Obviously, Travis Hunter had 7 catches for 132 yards and 3 touchdowns last night. That's game one. 43 snaps on defense as well, locking down his side of the field. Again, he's locking down North Dakota State receivers.
Again, but North Dakota State is good. They have a new coach this year, right?
Right.
Their coach last year, and again, I got in a North Dakota State rabbit hole last night.
South Dakota State, but yeah.
No, yeah. But yes, but their coach from last year won 2 national championships in 5 years. He left to be like the offensive coordinator at USC.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They take real jobs.
Like, and the guy before that, he's coaching at K-State. The guy before that built the Wyoming program and founded Josh Allen and Craig Bohl. Like, they have got legit. I feel like Binkley all of a sudden.
Well, he's right behind you.
I know.
He's staring at you going, Bob, don't take my gimmick, man.
Right, yeah, like Binkley's like, I mean, he's right.
He's going to pop in here and be like, did you hear the Chiefs sign Bailey Zappi?
Yeah. So.
Binkley, practice squad could be a starter if Wentz does get hurt. Wentz been hurt 5 times in his 9 years.
Binkley called me yesterday.
Oh, dear God. Called me twice. I was sleeping.
Okay, so I answered the phone yesterday hot. I was like, ugh, I'm exhausted. Binkley's calling. And I said, hello. And he goes, how you doing? I'm like, good. He wanted to tell me that
what
he
his
now.
Things were.
No, oh, no. Okay. He wanted. I did get into that. But he wanted to tell me, yes, you're right. The Bailey Zappi thing was just, he didn't know if we had seen it because Mac saw it first and he wanted to make sure everybody in the room saw it.
He actually wanted to tell Spec was the Buffalo Wild Wings deal and Bailey Zappi was one.
Right. His Buffalo Wild Wings deal is actually going to be really cool.
Going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it. I don't know if it's come through yet, but he was very concerned about that.
Whoops.
And then went on to try to tell me, because I don't.
No, I'm at the edge of my seat.
I don't care, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. He believes that with the acquisition of Bailey Zappi, the Chiefs now have the best quarterback room in the NFL, and nobody can.
Okay. Yep. You know who they don't have?
Yes. 8-4 ULM booty pumps, goes, got a man open, it's caught, it's Wells, quarter, end zone, touchdown Warhawks, the first touchdown of the 2024 campaign for ULM. Booty pumps, goes, booty pumps, goes.
How
pumps goes.
how much better the quarterback room is now with Bailey Zappi compared to the rest of the NFL. Yeah,
Carson Wentz would have an MVP, but he got hurt. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. I don't even know it. They did the Statue of Liberty play. They called it the Philly Special.
Maybe. 1:30 yesterday afternoon. I'm just starting to kind of a little bit. It was hot, you know, out at the Hy-Vee talking to great folks out there. Steak sale begins today at Hy-Vee, goes 4 days. Phone rings. It's Binkley. I always get nervous when Binkley calls. Like, oh, okay. So is he okay? You know, he's battling a lot, right?
Right.
So he calls. I answer. You all right? Yeah, I'm good, man. I just want to let you know about the Bailey Zappi thing. Okay.
You know, Deion played for the Niners, the Cowboys, and the Falcons. Played cornerback. Also played for the Braves. Was in the World Series and a playoff football game at the same time, Bob.
And then I get this quarterback room is better. If Patrick Mahomes goes down, I don't care. Who's in the quarterback room? We're done.
We still have a bunch of haters. Deion can take his greatest showman act to Barman and Bailey next year. The way you guys are kissing Deion's hiney is hysterical. You trying to get him on their show? Damn right.
But he's good for college football. What don't you like about Deion Sanders?
He's arrogant.
What does that mean?
He's cocky. He doesn't care about his players, but he opened up bank accounts for 8 players' dads.
So there's 8 players that are fathers on the Colorado team. Mm-hmm. He opened up 529 plans for all of their kids and put $2,121 in each of those accounts.
Sounds like
God,
a jerk.
He's just a jerk.
Yeah,
he's just so arrogant.
It's you know, it's also just, you know, he gave away 3 toes to be a college coach. That's a fake story, but not coming up on the other side. We'll get into some real stories. We'll dive back into the Royals. Our friend Billy joins the show as well. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Magmore. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Rep the team, 15. Do your thing, 15. Them other teams hate when you on the scene, cause you stepping on their dreams, 15. Just keep your nose clean, 15. Everything ain't what it seems, 15. Just hit Travis down the scene, 15. Bet that slow the defense down like some lean, 15. Record breaking scheme, 15. Here go a mean 16. Back in 2016, they telling us you need work. The whole time you proving those reactions that was knee jerk. Ski skirt, Lil Hezzy coasting down the sideline. Titans game, we remember that. Like it's guidelines. They said that we should press eject, all cause you came from Texas Tech. Same thing that they did to Tech. Now y'all get the most respect. You steady running up a check. Every year you come correct. 3 rings with more to collect. Just keep on stepping on they neck. Team 15. You a king, 15.
It's that time of year where people just start making parody songs or rap songs or baseball songs, and here we go.
That's right. We'll play them.
Yeah, we'll get your reaction on the other side of it. Engaging with you is part of our job. 913-586-7965.
Just because it's a song about Mahomes doesn't mean it's good. You had that baseball song from yesterday?
Not a one-team town. You don't believe it? Just look around. Listen to what the people say. They're excited to get out to the K. The Royals plan to play deep into fall. The boys are playing some ball. Bobby Baseball, Sally and Q.
Was this made from the 80s?
Doing things only few get to do. Showing all those Royal Blue boys.
See, it would have been fun to say those Royal Blue Balls, but you know.
They believe they can win it all. The boys are playing some ball. Yes, it's true.
Do we have the artist for the rap song?
Yeah, let me go. It's on that link.
It's been a very popular text. That was lit. It was a beat you hatin'. That's so fire.
Local artist Wallace B.
Wallace B. There you go. Wallace B.
Neither of them, I'm like, okay, I can latch on to that one. I want to latch on to a good song, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why this one will never die.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
I like it.
If you want to be
having a great time.
Wow. Why do you need this song today?
You want to see all of the excitement? This is the place, and we're the one. You want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see? Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big league,
that's going to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens.
I love that part.
Come on and sing.
Very musical.
Where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Or this one.
He's the fastest in the league. He steals the base. Hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name. And you know the crowd goes wild. Sliding to home base. Let's go, Bobby. It's Bobby Baseball. Get a free Bobby bobblehead on opening day. Bobby Baseball. Bobby's got a bobblehead coming your way. He's a shortstop and a bobblehead. And he's sliding to home base. It's Bobby Baseball.
People say the Indianapolis Colts guy is better than both of those.
Oh, God, no.
There's no possible way, but we'll have his song week one. Who the Colts play week one?
We got to look that up.
Because we
know
that's common. That's going to have to be a reoccurring offense for the show. The boys are playing some balls, a catchy song. Come on, Bob. I love it.
Ooh, they play the Texans.
Oh, man.
The rival.
I can't wait to see what he says about their horns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's our Colts. This is our team. CJ Stroud loves us. Dusty, artist name. Yeah, Wallace B. Wallace B is the name of the PM15 song. I'm still kind of keeping nose clean.
I do like this one from the 832. That Bobby Baseball song sounds like the opening to a 90s sitcom. 100%.
I love it.
Yeah, like different intros and stuff. Oh, absolutely. Right?
Tossing the ball to each other as the
as
scene
the name,
changes.
Yes?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
it's just fantastic, man. It really is.
I love it. All the people texting it is all over the place with the songs, too. Yeah, you get Marilyn May, the Chiefs are on the warpath one, is an all-timer. So
I do want to bring this up to dabble a little bit into the Chiefs sort of saga of things. And one thing that I don't think that a lot of us do is question Brett Veach. I hope that we can get there very soon, which we are on the way, is where you don't have to question J.J. Piccolo. If you went back in time, I know Carrington's done this topic before, but in a different way. But if you went back in time and you had Kadarius Toney trade option, would you still do it not knowing what you know now?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mac, you're still doing it?
100%.
Former first-round pick.
Former
first-round
pick. You got a coach that does a great job in helping people get a second opportunity, you know, in football. You got a quarterback in Patrick Mahomes, a tight end like Travis Kelce. You have an opportunity to go grab a talent like that that flamed. Yeah, you absolutely do it. 100%.
So
yeah.
Brett Veach was quoted as saying, quote, "I don't think we're sitting here going for a third straight Super Bowl had we not made that trade." Veach said that of the deal that sent third and sixth round draft picks to the Giants. So from that standpoint, we do it all over again in a heartbeat.
Of course you would. I mean, yeah.
And this is where I think people get a little confused is they live in the now instead of the then, which is fine. You can do the old thing. You can do whatever you want. It's your world. It's your life. Enjoy it. We all saw Kadarius Toney as the same thing that I think Brett Veach probably saw as well. And that was, here's a guy that hates where he's at in New York. Here's a guy that doesn't like his situation. Here's a team that gave up on this guy because
here's a guy that doesn't want him. Here's a city that doesn't want him. Let's go get him.
And he's a former first-round pick. You saw the attributes of the speed, of the talent, of all of that involved. And it was like, you add this guy to Patrick Mahomes and a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, it could probably work out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this sport, there are times where stuff just doesn't work out, right? Like, we all thought Adalberto Mondesi was going to be the face of the franchise moving forward. It didn't work out. Right? We thought Gil Mesh was going to come to the Royals and turn the Royals around. Turns out he gave money back. He felt so bad. Don't ever do that again. But it turns out he felt bad. He was like, you know what? Out of the $55 million you gave me, I didn't deserve a lot of it. I'm going to give you back money to the franchise. We've never seen that happen ever since. But I don't think that you can look back in the now and think that, oh, man, I would never give away a third and a sixth. No matter what we could get with those picks. The thing is, if you went back and said to yourself, would you ever see your team trading Tyreek Hill? The same question you might have is, no, God, no. He's one of the best wide receivers in the game. Why would we do that? But then you go over and fast forward the clocks a little bit, and you're like, wait, we traded Tyreek Hill and got Trent McDuffie, and we're able to draft a couple other players, move up. I know you can link Sky Moore into that whole conversation as well. But you might have drafted the best corner in football, and without Tyreek Hill, you've won two Super Bowls without him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You've won without Tyreek Hill. That's a dumb conversation to have. Anybody who's still like wondering if we should have traded Tyreek Hill, find another topic and go amuse yourself somewhere else, because that topic is done, closed, and we've moved on from there. The Kadarius Toney one, you'd absolutely still make again. You know, this wasn't – Kadarius Toney didn't fail because the Chiefs didn't put him in the opportune situations to succeed. Kadarius Toney failed because Kadarius Toney didn't do what was necessary. And that's what Brett Veach said yesterday in his press conference. You know, sometimes guys don't put in the work in the offseason. Sometimes guys don't come to OTA. Sometimes guys don't do what they need to do when you're not out there on the practice field. And it sounded like Kadarius Toney was one of those players who just wanted to show up on Sunday and go out there. And he, Kadarius Toney, when you look at him, he is the prime example of why guys don't make it in professional sports, because you're so good at what you do at every other level. You don't know how to work. You don't know how to go through struggles. You don't know how to face adversity. You've just gone out and out athleted everybody. And most people can't out athlete people when they get to the pros. You got to do the little things. You've got to show up. You got to go to OTAs. You got to go to mini camps, whatever they had before the season started that he wasn't participating in. You got to be there and you got to be a part of that. And if you're not going to be there and you're not going to be a part of that, well, then you're not going to be part of this team. And so that's why Kadarius Toney failed. Kadarius Toney failed because he did not put in the effort, and he has nobody to blame but himself. And it's funny, and not funny, maybe, I don't know. Funny, you know what you think this is funny? Funny how, right? Nobody in this league has signed Kadarius Toney. I haven't even heard an inkling of a team even being interested in Kadarius Toney. And they're all probably looking at it and go, man, if that dude wouldn't go work for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, why would I want to bring him into my organization where I don't have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? So Kadarius Toney, he did it to himself.
Right. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, if the opportunity arises for a guy like Kadarius Toney to potentially make a move on a roster, I just feel like this was his best case scenario.
But everything was there for him to be successful. All you had to do was take advantage of the opportunity. You know, we've seen over the years, whether it's your job, my job, somebody else's job, somebody gets an opportunity, they don't take advantage of that opportunity. It happens in sports all the time. And then you look back and you go, man, you had that opportunity. You didn't do what was necessary. You didn't take advantage of that opportunity. And these guys are regretting it forever. I don't know if Kadarius Toney understands the situation, you know, that he's in right now. Like, his NFL career is for all intents and purposes, probably over, barring somebody getting hurt and somebody needing somebody. But, like, Kadarius Toney flamed out of Kansas City because he wasn't willing to put into work to be a good player for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. How do you expect him to do that for Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll? Or, you know, Kyler Murray and whoever the coach is at Arizona, or whatever the case may be. If Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes couldn't get him to take that next step, nobody's going to get him to take that next step.
I think the other thing, too, is if you were to take Sky Moore's work ethic and Kadarius Toney's talent and put them together, you might have a Tyreek Hill.
Number one wide receiver. You'd have actually a good player. Yeah, that's too bad.
And I can't question his work ethic because I never watched Kadarius Toney in practice.
I'm just telling you what the GM said. No, I don't know about his work ethic either, right?
No, and I don't have, like, Brett Veach is way more.
I mean, for Brett to say stuff like that, that just kind of tells you where you were, right? Like, these guys in this organization do a good job of word salads of nothing. Okay?
But you wanted the big salad. You're right.
But when Brett goes out there and says, I don't know about his. He didn't really do the much what we needed. Oh, okay. So there you go.
Speaking of Brett Veach, there's no doubt in anybody's mind that he is the cornerback guru. Joshua Williams and Naze Johnson are both hurt. The Chiefs are making trades for random young guys and making claims on every corner who hits waivers.
This is something where I sit back and I say, okay, go find the next Charvarius Ward. Go find the next Legarius Sneed. Right, Mac?
I mean, yeah, that's what you got to hope they're going to do, because the next guy's up right now. You got Williams and Nazi Johnson both dealing with hamstring injuries, I believe it is, for both of them. Nick Jones and Chris Roland Wallace.
Nick Jones.
Never heard of him.
Chris Roland Wallace. Those are the first backups. I mean, it's the corner depth is not looking good. And yeah, if you see every waiver wire pickup offer that they have is for a corner, they're making a trade for a seventh rounder for some random corner out of Dallas. I mean, obviously, that is a position where they're a little concerned about the depth, I think, but behind McDuffie and Williams.
I think I feel like we get to that like every year with that position, and then they just show up and they play really good. Yeah. Like, that's one position where they've had a lot of success in. Credit Dave Merritt. I don't know a lot of assistant coaches in the NFL, but I know this cat, because this cat's really good at what he does. I mean, just judge the defensive backs, you know? They've been really, really good every single year. And so I trust that you have Steve Spagnuolo, you have Dave Merritt, you've got Trent McDuffie, you've got Justin Reed, you got some veteran guys back there. I think they're going to be fine at the defensive back position. That doesn't really bother me, because in this Andy Reid era, they really haven't shown that they won't have success at defensive back.
Just to start the season, though, no Williams, no Johnson, no Justin Reed. It is going to be light, but I agree. I mean, they've proven nothing but that they can have success.
And then they have that rookie at safety that's pretty damn good as well.
Jaden Hicks
is going to be a dog.
A beast, dude.
Which is great to see, because as we've seen before, as we talk about the corners and Brett Veach, how he's able to draft and develop guys that you wouldn't think. La Tech, Legarius Sneed in the fourth round. Trent McDuffie, a lot of people said, was a steal of the draft when they took him in the first or second round.
The Royals have just tweeted out, Vinny has a broken right thumb. Further tests are scheduled today. He could return 6 to 8 weeks.
So he's not out for the season.
It's 29 days is a month.
Okay.
So 6 to 8 weeks.
World Series.
Yeah. So Vinny's done for the year, folks.
He's done for the regular season.
It's kind of what we were hitting at all morning long.
Yeah.
It's a big concern.
Breaking news, Kansas City Royals, Vinny Pasquantino has a broken right thumb and further tests are scheduled today. He could return in 6 to 8 weeks.
So does that change everybody's viewpoint narrative on the season? It's kind of why we were hinting all along this morning. You know, sometimes you get a feel that it's probably not going to go in the right direction. And now it has been confirmed, broken thumb. They're saying 6 to 8 weeks. That's 2 months. 8, 9, 10, 30 would be, you know, the end of the World Series you're looking at. So 6 to 8 weeks, a long time for Vinny Pasquantino. So that's the news of the day. If you're just kind of tuning in, Vinny Pasquantino, broken thumb, pretty much done for the season.
Not great. Look, you can take the low road. I'll take the high road. Time for somebody to step the F up.
It is. It's time for somebody to step
up. Don't let a broken thumb ruin it. From pass squashed to thumb squashed, it's okay. Somebody will step up. I get it. Not everybody in this roster is going to have 90-plus RBIs. But look, you have a Paul DeJong that can play first base. You have Freddie Fermin that can catch. You have Salvador Perez that can still play first base, catch DH. You can mix that up. I get it. It's depleting. It's gut-wrenching. It's a knife to the gut. But look, again, you can have somebody step up. They're not going to put up the production that Vinny Pasquantino can, but somebody's going to have to do that. And you know what? This is where you find out what your team is made of. This is where you find out when Bobby Witt Jr. goes in that clubhouse today, when Salvador Perez goes in that clubhouse and speaks to the Latin players, and they both have the same message, which is, look, it sucks if Vinny's out. He'll still be with us. He'll be in the dugout as we continue to do this run. But we're going to fight, we're going to be all right, and we're going to keep playing this type of baseball. And look, sometimes this sort of blank storm can fire up an entire team.
Could, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Patrick Mahomes was laying motionless on the field with a dislocated knee. The defense stepped up, went out there, and sacked Flacco like 8 times the rest of the game. But again, for those of you that missed it, the Royals have announced about 2 minutes ago, first baseman Vinny Pasquantino has a broken right thumb, and further tests are scheduled today. He could return in 6 to 8 weeks.
Here's how it happened.
The pitch. Fastball chopped right back to Ursa. He knocks it down with his bare right hand, picks it up, throws wide to first, and it hits off the sidewall. And now Altuve comes in to score. Blanco picks up the ricochet and lofts it toward the plate to make sure that Caratini stays at third. And Vinny Pasquantino is shaken up at first. He got clipped by Yiner Diaz running up the first base line with the throw on the inside of the bag. Pasquantino is holding his right wrist, and he is clearly in a ton of pain right now. And Lucas Erceg might be in some pain too after trying to grab that chopper with his bare right hand, his pitching hand, and knocking it down without the glove.
So there's how it sounded right here on 96.5 The Fan. Vinny Pasquantino, broken thumb, out 6 to 8 weeks, essentially ending his season. He's done for the regular season. If they make it to the World Series, he'll be back, you know, for the World Series run. But no, it is. It's time for somebody else to step it up. You can't sit around and dwell on injuries. And the Chiefs have done an amazing job of just having next man up, next man up, next man up, next man up, no matter where it is, no matter what position it's been. They've done it with the wide receivers. They've done it with the quarterback. You know, they've won playoff games with their quarterback banged up before twice. They've won games with defensive players out of the lineup before. The Chiefs have done a great job of finding a way to just go next man up. And that's what the Royals need to do. There's enough talent on this team right now to go out there and win. Yeah, Vinny's a big part of your lineup. He's your number three hitter. He's your clubhouse guy. He's kind of the face of your organization and your team and the spokesman and the Eric Hosmer of this thing. But that's an opportunity now for others to say, all right, MJ, let's go. All right. You know, Isbell, let's go. Let's step it up. Let's go, Massey. Let's go, Garcia. Let's go, Bobby. Let's go, Salvi. It's an opportunity now that's been created for guys to go out there and step it up. And what are you going to do? Sit around and sulk? No, because you're in the middle of a pennant race right now. You're a game and a half back. Don't let this bring you down. Don't let this crush your soul. Go out there and make the most of it. And that's what you got to do. It's a tough loss. It sucks, but I mean, you've got to find a way to get through it. And I think this team is managed by a guy who can help everybody kind of get through this thing. And they've got enough good talent on this team that we've seen all season long. They're not just winning because of Vinny. Big part of it, but there's other guys on the team, and we'd be underselling the effort that everybody put in this year if we all went, oh, the season's over because Vinny's out. Sucks, but there's opportunity now.
Somebody says from the 913, the Royals to miss the playoffs is plus 650. Like those odds.
I just bet him to win the division.
Someone, the text line is clogged with bringing up Caglione.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that helps you. I don't know what that does.
Never
I don't
know.
You don't?
There's a roster spot open. Somebody's going to come up.
Uh-huh.
Is it Prado? Is it Caglione? Is it Cagliotani? Let the kid rake. What do you have to lose? I don't know. I just know that the announcement's been made. Vinny Pasquantino, broken right thumb, 6 to 8 weeks till he returns. Pretty much you're done with Vinny Pasquantino.
Right.
He kind of knew it too, man.
Oh, I mean, it was hanging like somebody said, like a noodle.
And he just kept his arm straight. But hey, look, when you're in adversity and you need some people to step up, maybe this is where Bobby puts it in full mode. Because like Vern said earlier, he joined the show.
Like, you'll lead him to the division champ. You're an MVP. Yeah.
Exactly. Vern said that. He goes, if this team can win the AL Central with Vinny Pasquantino being out, Lucas Erceg being out, Hunter Harvey being out, Michael Lorenzen being out, then damn it, Bobby Witt Jr., if you go hit 350 and hit 33 home runs and you put the team on your back, better damn right give him the MVP. Because Judge is going to do it with Stanton and Soto and Garrett Cole and all these guys. If Bobby Witt Jr. now... This is, and maybe this is unfair. We can talk about this a little bit more to wrap up the show before we get into Billy. But this is maybe a little unfair. But I'm really interested to see where Bobby takes this.
Yeah, I am too.
Now,
yeah.
I know the ceiling is still
a
little bit higher.
You don't pitch to Bobby anymore now, right?
Well, you're going to have Sal hitting behind him now.
Yeah,
so you that's don't true. You don't lose a bat behind Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah. Now it's like, okay, you can walk Bobby Witt Jr. You can either give up a home run or a double play to Salvador Perez, up to you. Yeah. Now, Salvador Perez does hit the ball on the ground a lot, but again, so does Vinny. Now, it's now right-right. You don't have that right-left-right again anymore. But again, Bobby Witt Jr. still has protection behind him. Bobby Witt Jr. is still a freak of an athlete. I'm interested to see where this goes with Bobby Witt Jr. to see what he does with this sort of information.
I'm interested to see how teams now approach the Royals lineup, too, with the Vinny Pasquantino, you know, in that lineup. So, no, it's opportunity. Go out there and take it. I mean, the last time we really saw an injury in a season that mattered for the Royals was 2016 when Moose and Gordo collided and we mm-hmm. lost what Moose for the season. And then of course, you know, Lorenzo Cain was banged up that year and that hurt him a lot. This is a tough blow, but you know what? You're going to face injuries. Every team does over the course of a season face an injury, right? The Yankees lost Aaron Judge for a good portion of last year. I mean, Ohtani hasn't thrown a pitch because he had Tommy John surgery. The Dodgers are still battling for first place. Like, so you can go out there and still win when you have a guy that's injured. It feels devastating right now, But by the time the first pitch is thrown tonight, we're all going to be sitting there watching the game, rooting for the Royals and seeing what happens. When they go out there and win, they beat, you know, Houston tonight, you're going to be feeling really, really good. So this is an opportunity for others to step it up and show us what they've got. And I still think you got to believe in this team because they've shown fight all year. They've beaten teams all year. Tough injury, but nothing is impossible right now.
From the 913, we have a preseason $100 bet on the Royals to win the Central at plus 1,000. FanDuel is offering 327 cash out. Should I take it? No.
Cash out.
Fair enough. Don't forget, in just a few short hours, visit Kansas City, Kansas Red Friday Sports Betting T-shirt giveaway this Friday afternoon with me, Dusty Likens. I'll be at Tanner's Bar and Grill on 39th and Rainbow in KCK. Stop by between 3 and 5. That's pretty close from now. 3 and 5 p.m. to enjoy drink specials and get entered to win a pair of K-State football tickets. We will draw the winner at 5 p.m. You'll want to hurry because quantities are limited. KCK is always the better bet. BettingKCK.com. Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins, Mac Morey will dive more into what we were just told about the Vinny Pasquantino injury. For those of you that missed it, it was a thumb injury. It is broken. He is out at least 6 to 8 weeks. We'll get back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, I refuse to be doom and gloom. I'm trying to be super positive.
Hey, it's a Friday, so let's get this thing moving in the right direction. It's a three-day weekend. Football takes place next week. Yep. We still got a lot of games in front of us for the Royals to take care of business in. You lose a player, you don't lose the season. Let's go. If every team that lost a player quit on the season, sports would cease to exist.
Again, the news that was announced, in case you just got into your car, I hate to be the guy that gives you the bad news, but Vinny Pasquantino has a broken right thumb, and further tests are scheduled today. He could return in 6 to 8 weeks. Thumb sucks because you can't swing a bat, obviously. You can't throw a baseball, grip a baseball, catch a baseball, so Vinny Pasquantino will miss the remainder of the season and probably most of the playoffs once the Royals get there. Notice what I did there, folks. When they get there, when they get there, they have a 5.5-game lead over Boston, who's the last team or the first team out. Royals have a 2.5 or a 2-game lead over Minnesota for second place, and they're only a game and a half behind the Cleveland Guardians. So let's keep our chins up. Let's keep our pride ready. Let's keep our fandom rolling. It's okay. Remember when Cleveland lost their Cy Young winner at the start of the season? They're still a game and a half up, and their pitching hasn't skipped a beat.
Remember when the Chiefs lost Patrick Mahomes in 2 playoff games and still won?
And they lost Tyreek Hill.
They traded him. They still won 2 Super Bowls. We need Vinny, you idiots. From the 913. We know we need Vinny. Thanks, coach.
Yeah, we know.
Appreciate it. But what are you going to do? Cancel the season? I feel like Q. It's a must-win game. What happens if we don't win? Is the season over?
Play the next game the next day.
Vinny sucks. You know what? Yeah. But the team isn't bigger than one person. We won playoff games without Patrick Mahomes.
What a great text. We need Vinny, you idiots. No one said we didn't need him. I just said you got to move on. You can't dwell in the past. Look, Vinny's hurt. Vinny's going to be in the dugout. His presence is still going to be there. His bat and his production, obviously not. But his team spirit, his sort of like demeanor of being the rah-rah guy is still there. And one of the biggest things that you could possibly have is positivity in a locker room. Look, the Padres absolutely plummeted once they just decided to DFA Eric Hosmer.
Right, they did. That locker room was busted up because of it. Yeah.
And his bat wasn't there, but neither was his morale. And Vinny will still be there. He'll have a wrap on his hand, whatever it may be. And I'm like everybody else. I am that guy. Look, the Royals have done this before. You can't tell me they haven't. They brought up Brandon Finnegan for a World Series run, didn't they? Did they not?
Mm-hmm.
They put an Adalberto Mondesi in the lineup as a 19-year-old kid. Why not kick the tires with Caglione?
Well, you might as well try,
right? I know
you would
start the service time, I think.
Who cares about that anymore?
That's an old regime.
Yeah.
Let Caglione come up. What happens if? That's what I say. What happens if? You're already in-house money with this Royals franchise this year. Everyone said, just give me the preseason football and I'll be all right. Preseason football is over.
Mm-hmm.
You're already a playoff team. You're going to play in the playoffs. You are close to being 15 games above 500. You're 3 games out of the best record in the AL. To hell with it. Let Caglione come up and hit. Let him rake. What could happen? It's that time of the day on a Friday where we go to one of our very good friends of the show who unfortunately had to miss this information, but Doesn't have to worry about in this one. Let's go to Billy Coons.
Hello, this is Billy Coons. This is what we learned on Fesco Morning for this week. On Monday, Bob and Dusty asked the question, can the Kansas City Royals catch the Cleveland Guardians in the American League Central Division? Since the Royals on Friday night were only one game back, but have lost two straight to the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Cleveland won two games over the weekend, and now three games back, and now the next four, the Royals playing Cleveland. And breaking news, according to multiple sources, the Kansas City Chiefs are expected to sign former Chiefs player Juju Smith-Schuster to the offense, and he'll be a great offensive weapon for the Chiefs and give the Patrick Mahomes someone who is reliable and someone he can be trusted besides Kelce and Rashee Rice. And Bob, Dusty, and Mac discussed it. And we learned that Dusty and Mac, they're experts on Applebee's and the food and drinks they love to serve to the customers. And Bob and Dusty say running back Carson Steele is the talk of the town in Kansas City, and he's going to make the team and his second running back behind Isaiah Pacheco. And he's very good. He played college football at UCLA, and the Chiefs offense coaches love him to death, and he's a great learner and skill position. And Dusty says it's a he always loves to sign autographs for the fans, and he's already a fan favorite. Also, all morning long, Bob and Dusty say Kansas City is the best place to be with the three local teams playing this weekend, Kansas, K-State, Mizzou, and all three teams should have great years. And they also thank the Chiefs that win their third straight Super Bowl, the three-peat. And the Royals are in first place. That's right. Kansas City Royals are in first place in the American League Central Division playing great baseball. And we learned Aging Bob, he's an expert on being positive all day long, every day of your life. Also, Bob and Dusty say it's a believe your team is a wild card, but Legend Bob says that this year has been a great year for the Royals. He's surprised that with all the depth and all the free agents they got that they're playing great. And he owns it to John Sherman, who took care of the Royals in offseason and made the Royals a better team. On Thursday, we learned the New England Patriots have signed, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed former, quarterback Bailey Zappe, and Legend Bob says who twice. They didn't even heard of Bailey Zappe, and Dusty and Mac laughed hard. But the Chiefs also have signed running back Sammy Piron to the running back position, and he could help the Chiefs in the future. And we learned Dusty, he's an expert on Colorado head football coach Deion Sanders. And Bob, Dusty previewed KU, KSU, Mizzou playing cupcakes this weekend, KU playing Lindenwood tonight, Mizzou playing powerful Murray State, and KSU hosting UT Martin, who I've never heard of. And they both believe all three teams should have great years, especially Mizzou, since they could go 11-1, Kansas 9-3, and K-State 9-3. And finally, Bob and Dusty review the next seven games for the Kansas City Royals. First four-game series at Houston, where the Royals have dominated the Astros in the few years, and Bobby Witt Jr. should have some home runs since it is a small ballpark. And then they host the Cleveland Guardians, where they took 3 out of 4 but lost the last game, and Legend Bob was not very happy about it. They were up 5-2, and the bullpen lost at 7-5. Great week to listen to Tennessee Mac, Goffer Dusty, and Legend Bob. Talk to you later.
Always great to hear from our guy, yeah. Billy Coons.
And since that blowing of the game, they've lost what? They lost Wednesday, they lost Thursday, yep. They lost Vinny, they lost Ursic.
It's going well. It's okay.
It'll be fine.
Just got to keep going. Got to keep rolling.
Yeah, just got to keep moving forward, man. You just don't quit on the season. We got 28, 29 games to go. Push forward. Let's go.
27.
Is it 27? 27. All right, whatever it is.
27 games. You have a 5.5 game lead over the first team out of the playoffs. You have a 2-game lead over the second place team in your division, and you're 1.5 behind Cleveland. And now you have a reason to even go piss off everybody.
Yeah, go win without Vinny. Let's do it.
What's the quote from Martin Luther King Jr.? Don't judge a man when things are going well. Judge a man by when things are going at its worst, because that's when you find the true test of character. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Go out there and kick everybody's ass. Use this as salt in the wound that pisses you off as the Royals. Oh, now Houston fans are going to be like, I'd love to see what the line changed to with the announcement of Vinny Pasquantino going out. I don't know what it's going to be, but I know this. You got Seth Lugo going tonight. You got Cole Reagans going on Saturday. You got your two aces going against the Houston Astros in Houston. You still have Bobby Witt Jr. You still have Salvador Perez. You still got Bob Fesco. You still got Mac Morey. And you still got Dusty Likens. To remind you all, on a day like today where the text line's been toxic.
Holiday weekend.
We need more of this. Go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind. Stay safe. Have a great holiday weekend. Please, for the love of God, call an Uber. It's not worth driving impaired. I love you all. Stay safe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet. It comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Kansas City.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.